Medicaid, and doctor's payments on the block. Welcome to Policy in Practice, the weekly podcast from Global Medical News. I'm Todd Zwillick. States only have a few years left to figure out how they'll manage the massive Medicaid expansion included in the Affordable Care Act. Now, a study in the Journal of Health Affairs gives states some clues as to how they can reduce high-priced hospital stays. Researchers looked at hospital and outpatient costs for disabled Medicaid beneficiaries around the country. They found that states that had more primary care physicians and paid more for outpatient visits tended to have fewer hospital admissions. Todd Gilmer, a health economist at the University of California in San Diego, explained how states can use the results to improve their programs.
Overall, they could use the evidence we found of more robust primary care systems leading to fewer admissions to provide a hopeful note that if they kind of make these investments in primary care, that they will see improved quality of care and lower admission rates in their state.
In other action, Medicare made it official. Unless Congress steps in to make a change, physicians are looking at a 30% pay cut next year. Here's Alicia Ault with more.
The proposed pay cut was expected because it's in line with what was called for by Medicare's sustainable growth rate formula. Even so, the looming reduction is likely to kickstart efforts to eliminate the cut and to find a better payment method. As has happened so many times over the past decade, Congress could step in and offer a short-term pay fix. The Obama administration wants a permanent SGR replacement, as do most physician groups. And there's an increasing sense of urgency. The American Medical Association estimates that it would cost $300 billion to replace the SGR over the next 10 years. But without any action, that cost will quickly balloon to a few trillion dollars.
Medicare is accepting comments on its fee proposal through August. A final rule is expected in November. Meanwhile, the SGR is also figuring into talks to raise the debt ceiling. A group of more than 100 state and medical specialty societies is pushing negotiators to eliminate the SGR as part of any debt ceiling agreement. Now, while it's costly to replace the formula, the doctors say it would be bad budgeting to count the expected savings from SGR-related cuts to doctors when Congress has no intention of letting those cuts go into effect. We'll stay tuned for more on the debt ceiling negotiations and new rules for state-based health exchanges. And that's the Policy in Practice podcast. I'm Todd Zwillick.